Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I made a commitment that would provide student debt relief, and I'm honoring that commitment today.
President Joe Biden announced $10,000 in student loan forgiveness for borrowers earning less than $125,000 annually, and up to $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt called it a handout.
The top 40% of American households hold 60% of the student loans. The bottom 40% have less than 20% of the student loans. Maybe we should be talking about the bottom 40% of incomes, not essentially the top 40%.
An analysis from the nonpartisan Penn Wharton budget model estimates the plan will cost $300 to $980 billion over 10 years. The president, however, argues it's reasonable and fair.
It focuses the benefit on middle class and working families. It helps both current and future borrowers and will fix a badly broken system.
Biden also extended the current freeze on federal student loan repayments. The most intense stretch of the 2022 primary season ended Tuesday. While Republicans predict a landslide in November, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have reason for hope. She pointed to New York, where Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan defeated his Republican counterpart in a special election.
We had a big victory. People were stunned by the fact that in a district that was not supposed to go Democratic, that it did.
Also in New York, Representative Jerry Nadler beat out Representative Carolyn Maloney for the Democratic nomination in the state's new 12th congressional district. And Attorney Dan Goldman, who worked on former President Donald Trump's first impeachment, narrowly beat a handful of more progressive rivals for a congressional seat. In GOP races, Trump-backed Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz defended a seat against former FedEx executive Mark Lombardo. And in Oklahoma's Republican primary runoff election for U.S. Senate, Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen defeated banking executive T.W. Shannon. There are four state primaries remaining before the November 8th general election: Massachusetts on September 6th, and Delaware, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island on September 13th. Texas abortion trigger law goes into effect today. Elizabeth Sepper, a law professor at the University of Texas at Austin, explains it toughens the punishment for those performing an illegal abortion, except in cases where the mother's life is in danger.
But the Texas homicide statute defines an individual, and causing the death of an individual is an unborn child from a fertilized egg onward. So people can face liability under a penal statute, even if they are not the ones who perform an abortion.
Meanwhile, a federal judge in Texas on Tuesday blocked federal guidance requiring hospitals to provide emergency abortions to women regardless of state bans. The judge ruled it went beyond the text of a related federal law and ignores the provisions stating the health of the fetus must be considered. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find RE Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.